This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Nebraska won the weekend series. What? This is weird. They win the weekend series, but couldn't complete the sweep as they fall 4-1 in the finale against Iowa yesterday at Haymarket Park. They scored a run on 2 hits and an error. Iowa recorded 4 runs on 8 hits. The Huskers are now 27-14 overall, 10-5 in conference play. Midweek Madness against Creighton tomorrow night at the Chuck. The Jays were swept-ish against Georgetown. I say that because they struggled to get the 2 games in during the series that they did.
It's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. What's our crowd? What are we setting over under at? If I set it at 7,500. There's some storms in the area, I think, tomorrow too. But if it gets to be maybe scaled down weather-wise,
let's just
say
it's a warm
breeze. If I set it at 7,500, you guys taking the over?
So 6,100 will be Nebraska fans?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Pretty much. I could see if the weather holds, again, temperature-wise should be good.
Warm evening.
I could see 9,000.
I'll take the over. Because there's been enough made about it.
You're taking the under?
Yeah.
I'm taking the over just because of the Nebraska really fans.
Is there any advertising for this game?
No.
Nope.
Don't need to be. It's great
this
Nebraska.
Is it.
We're doing it.
We're it.
Yeah. Creighton will win, Nebraska will lose. Then on the weekend, Nebraska will win, Creighton will lose.
Yep.
This is what's been happening.
That's the way it goes. Maybe May will bring different fortunes. We'll see. Tomorrow will be the last day of April now.
Crap in another. Omaha baseball battled North Dakota State in the elements yesterday and comes away with a tie. A tie, huh? But Seelig approves in their series finale with the Bison yesterday. Generation people was like, who's Bud Seelig? What's he talking about? Playing in the rain the last few innings. UNO and NDSU finish with the 2-2 tie coming after Omaha sweeps a doubleheader Saturday's. Friday's scheduled opener was postponed by rain. Surprise it wasn't snow. It is Fargo, after all. It's the 7th time in program history that Omaha has had a game end in a tie that leaves the Mavs in second place in the Summit League standings, half game behind St. Thomas. Cam Meyer strikes out 10 in a 3-hit shutout as Omaha softball completes a weekend sweep of North Dakota with a 4-0 win yesterday. They outscored UND 18-1 during the 3-game series. Damn, they're good. Allowing 7 hits in 21 innings, the Storm Chasers are rained out for a 3rd straight game, so it's a hat trick that you don't want. They head to Des Moines to open up a 6-game series with the iCubs. It begins tomorrow night. Hey, at least we got to see Paul Skeens. Minnesota Timberwolves coach Chris Finch, the soon-to-be NBA champion Minnesota Timberwolves, was helped off the court late in his team's series, clinching 122-116 win over the Phoenix Suns last night with a ruptured patella tendon in his right knee after one of his players collided with him on the sideline. Collision occurred with a minute 40 left in the fourth quarter of the T-Wolves win that they swept the Suns. Minnesota point guard Michael Conley driving down the court, forced out by Suns guard Devin Booker, who was called for a foul. And then Book was like, it shows them, took out their coach. 1-2-3 Cancun. Conley collided with Finch, who went down holding his right knee. He was surrounded by Timberwolves players and staff. All painted their faces immediately and said, I shall avenge thee. Before being helped up off the court, the team later confirmed he ruptured his patella tendon. Finch left on the cart. The Suns leave the season for Cancun because they were swept.
The big three.
Yeah.
Just a disaster.
Yeah.
Bad coach, no role players, little attention to detail.
Non-NBA guy here going to weigh in on a stat that I thought was pretty crazy.
4 games to none.
Anthony Edwards was 17 of 31 when he was solely defended by Bradley Beal.
Yeah, for Suns fans out there.
51 points on that?
For Suns fans out there, I mean, I like the fact that you still have Bradley Beal, 3 years, $160 million. Enjoy that. Enjoy that, Frank Vogel. That's, to have Durant, Booker, and Beal, and to get swept
in the first round
by a team that you owned in the regular season. Yeah.
You got swept by Pooh Richardson, Sidney Lowe, Randy Brewer.
Not that
Scott
much.
Roth.
Hey, that's a fun team to watch. The Minnesota-Denver series, I hope it goes 7. I'm rooting for the Knicks and the Sixers to go 7. It won't.
No.
But I would take me some T-Wolves and Nuggets to go 7 because I need more promotion of Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is on the brink of stardom. Tom Crean could not hold him down. They didn't have a winning record when he was at Georgia. He overcame Tom Crean in Athens to become the number one overall pick. And when he was drafted, people went, who? OMG Ant-Man. That's what you say every night when you see him play.
And you now bring in the underdog effect of Chris Finch, who's, I mean, is he going to be on a scooter for this one? He's going to have the leg on a scooter?
Because like Charlie Weiss.
They said it's a patellar injury.
How soon is Anthony Edwards the best perimeter player in the world?
It's getting pretty close. It's getting pretty close. And that's the thing I said about these NBA playoffs is a lot of new teams. So if you're just getting into the league, and I joke about the Timberwolves, but hey, they're legit good. They are good enough to win the whole damn thing.
Last couple of years, if you had league pass, and especially here because we get the Timberwolves, you've seen him play. Man, he's got his game. He's got so many elements of his game. He's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. 22 years old.
Baby.
And they had no answer for him. But they're a deep team. Mm-hmm. Like Rudy Gobert all of a sudden found the free throw shooting genie. Like he was great at the line. And I'll tell you another big thing about the way the Timberwolves are built, and I also think they're well coached, is Karl Anthony Towns, and he's kind of a polarizing guy. Very few times in this series did he make a bad decision. Mm-hmm. Usually it's like, Cat, what in the... Don't think I said that very often during this series. That was a complete beatdown mm-hmm. of a team that, remember, went to the NBA Finals, then traded some draft picks, put together a super team, and just got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs in four games by the Minnesota Timberwolves, who hadn't won a playoff series since Fred Hoiberg was wearing the jersey.
Not kidding. Remember. It's good
Not
time.
Wearing it as a fan or anything like
no, no, no.
that. Either.
He
actually wearing the jersey as a player.
Also killed you in NBA Live 05.
That's true.
Not as good as he was in NBA Live 2001, but that's a different conversation. You couldn't double Garnett because you'd leave Hoiberg open in the corner and kill you every damn time. Let's see. The Knicks take a 3-1 series lead on the Sixers. They win 97-92 at Madison Square Garden South in Philly.
Go New York. Go New York. Go.
Clippers tie the series with Dallas when he won 16-1-11 in Game 4 thanks to Paul George. Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely. I heard that before.
Hey, how about that shot? So, yeah. I mean, that $152 million extension for Kawhi doesn't look so good right now. How about Dallas? That game was a show.
Yeah.
Dallas comes all the way back. They were down 31. They grabbed the lead. How about the cojones on Paul George? George hits a corner three where the shot started behind the backboard. And once that dropped, the Clippers were going to be fine.
Yeah.
He also gets knocked, not PG. The beard. Man, James Harden was a dude in the fourth quarter last night.
Mm-hmm. He had 33 points.
But I don't know if the Clippers... So the two games they've won, they've hit 18 or more threes and they've shot lights out. I don't know if that's sustainable. My only request to this series, Luka, stop whining. Okay, stop whining, please. Please. Palms up, guys. Stop.
Yeah.
Luka's always whining. Embiid's always whining. Stop. You're the best of the best. Stop whining. Thank you. Thank you. Now on to game five of the series that's tied at 2.
Yeah. The Pacers put the Bucks on the brink. They beat them in game 4, 126-113. They're up 3-1. Milwaukee was without injured Giannis and Damian Lillard, and then Bobby Portis gets kicked out of the game early. So here we go again. You know, they were 30-13 before they fired their coach, and then they hired their coach, and they're 18-21 since.
Bad luck, though, last night. Man, they hung in there for the longest time. Even like when Middleton got hurt and had to go to the locker room, I thought, they're
done. They kept coming back.
They did. And
Lopez hit big shot after big shot.
But man, bad luck, injuries, bad coaching, no Giannis, no Dame.
Need Jack Sigma.
I didn't.
Terry Cummings.
I thought that series would go 7. Man, I'd be surprised if it comes back to Indy.
Yeah.
And hello, Miles Turner. Everybody talks about Halliburton, rightfully so. Mm. Miles Turner, hello.
And
Rick Carlisle. You know, you know this following Dallas a little bit. You know, he maybe got the raw end of the deal in Dallas. Rick Carlisle is a really good developmental coach in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Some of their young guys, like a Nesmith, have come away since Rick Carlisle became the head coach there. Mm-hmm.
And that's why they won't lose that series. He won't let them. I mean, Milwaukee's hurt, but now that they got him up 3-1, I think it does come back, but I don't think they get past game 6. They're a good team. And if Omaha's looking to adopt a team, we've given you options. The Pacers are one of them.
Do the Lakers win tonight? Jamal Murray possibly out with a calf injury.
Nope.
You think it's...
Nope. It's done.
It's a weird thing of, do you extend your season or do you get swept? Knowing that probably game five is when it's over.
Yeah.
Joker triple-double tonight puts it away.
Yeah,
but it's not going to be a 30-point route.
I was in the Connor Happer school of thought of this thing will probably be a sweep the way the first two were going, just because even when the Lakers looked like they had them by the throat, they couldn't close it out. So they get their one. I think that's where it is.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Yeah, okay.
Go New York, go New York.
I'm glad you said that. I felt that there was a time when I grew up and when I was really watching, like,
let's be honest,
the Bird Celtics.
You haven't grown up.
I haven't. When I was younger, age-wise, and then I got older, that's probably better.
Go New York. We all hate
the Knicks. We always used to hate the Knicks.
Yeah, because of John Starks.
Yes.
Now they got the best guy since Patrick Ewing named Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson and all the Villanova players.
Whose dad played with John Starks?
Hey, Jalen Brunson, one of the better free agent pickups? Well, discuss amongst yourself.
Everybody.
He's the best Knicks since Ewing. Go New York, go New York, go.
Yeah, now, Herb Williams was up there, but yeah.
Is it in 2024 okay to now root for the New York Knicks? I think it is. Compared to back then, unless you were a diehard Knicks fan,
I
couldn't root for them.
I didn't mind rooting for the Knicks back in the day only because not necessarily that I wanted to see them get too far, but playoff basketball at the Garden.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's nothing like it.
It's a tradition, but I mean, I'm assuming you still would watch it, though, to...
Root against them?
Root against
them. Oh, yeah. I mean, I like the Bulls.
But
so.
I think right now it's okay to root for the New York Knicks. They're fun.
It's okay.
Fun is cool.
Why do you have to apologize?
Why don't you
just root for the Knicks?
I'll root for the Knicks. Then Embiid can
Knicks
whine about
Pacers
that.
Would be a good series.
Hey.
Knicks Boston. I mean,
Knicks Pacers. Can we get a winning tie?
Fifth grade?
Yeah.
I don't know that there's a lot of teams that can beat Boston when Boston is humming, but the Knicks and Boston would be kind of fun. New York and Boston. Tell you. If I'm Philadelphia,
on CBS.
If I'm Philadelphia, you know, those fans are rabid. They're diehard. They love their sports teams. I'd quit today. I'd quit Philadelphia. I'd move to Trenton today.
Okay.
If I lived in Philadelphia. Right. Because yesterday, that arena became MSG South.
Yeah. Why do you want to go to Trenton?
That's where,
Trenton.
Hey, what's the phrase for the town in Trenton? I spent a lot of time when I was in Wheeling doing hockey. It's got some rough parts to it, but you got Princeton University there.
Yeah, New Brunswick, much nicer.
What is the phrase? We make what America wants.
Oh.
Like when you're driving on the freeway, it's got the
confident.
Big sign there by Trenton.
That's very confident.
But if you're a Philadelphia fan, the Knicks just came into your house and stole your building, okay? They were chanting MVP for Brunson, and they told your best player to go F off in a loud chant. If I hear that in my arena, I'd quit. I'd stop being a fan.
Yeah.
Like if Creighton fan came down to Lincoln and did that during a basketball game, you just quit.
Yeah,
you'd quit. You'd be like, man, tell me about Crutchfield's recruiting class.
So you're suggesting they all become Brooklyn fans?
Move to Trenton.
Yeah.
Trenton.
Why? What do you got against Trenton?
I don't know. Anything
it's a nice, good blue collar city.
Anything in Jersey, I just is not high on my radar. Although New Brunswick snuck up on me.
Can I say something?
New Brunswick was nice.
Bon Jovi just
hold
heard
on
you're
here.
Like, oh,
hold on here.
Sports.
This
rights.
Is you being Mr. Midwest guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of New Jersey is depicted like The Sopranos. Okay, there are some parts of New Jersey that are actually really nice. I'm just saying some.
I've flown into Newark many times.
Okay, I don't really consider that New Jersey.
I've been in New Brunswick.
New
Brunswick is not bad. I will give high marks for New Brunswick. Lots to do. Friendly people.
What is the phrase for New Jersey or Trenton?
951-1620, if you know. Mm.
Yeah, what's it to you?
Is that what it is?
That could be.
Hey.
Be a good one.
Hold on.
I was going to throw in. Forget about
Trenton
it.
Trenton makes the world takes. That's the phrase. Trenton makes the world takes.
So you're taking. You're not swinging.
Oh.
Hey, they supported their hockey team. That was kind of fun. They were a Devils affiliate. They played in Trenton Civic Center or something. Nice arena.
The guy
that used to be the voice of the Trenton Titans. Then they became the Devils. Is in the NHL. So there you go. There's
your Trenton tours and talk for the day.
I've done everything for Trenton. Trenton makes the world takes. But if you're a Philadelphia like resident and kind of Trenton is in the Philly market kind of, I'd move after what the Knicks fans did to your arena yesterday. Just saying.
Maybe it's a simpler life.
Just saying.
It's weird, though. Yep. It's a big story. Tonight, the Durr look to close out the Pels. They should. And apparently they're going to go to Galveston, not Cancun. This was confirmed on TNT. And the Celtics look to go up 3-1 on the Heat. They look good on Saturday. Hockey yesterday, Rangers sweep the Caps, beating them 4-2. Avalanche beat the Jets 5-1 to go up 3-1 in that series. The Canucks beat the Predators in overtime 4-3 to go up 3-1. The Oilers beat the Kings 1-0 to go up 3-1. And tonight, the Panthers try to close out the Lightning in Game 5, and Dallas tries to even their series with Vegas in Game 4. And finally, Major League Baseball plans to address its uniform fiasco after changes this spring to standard jerseys and pants led to widespread complaints from fans and players and just about everyone. So you're like, all right, hey, all right, baseball's doing the right thing. When is this going to happen? It will happen at the latest by the beginning of the 2025 season, which also includes fixes to the pants. So for those who enjoy seeing through, you got a few months to make it done.
Well, yeah, the clear pants.
Major League Baseball threw Nike under the bus. They went beep, 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 beep. That was like just major throwing Nike under the bus.
Oh, that was pretty good right there.
That was
good.
Hey, spent a lot of time at the Greyhound station downtown. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Now, when they were running,
Guys ever driven down by the bus station here in Omaha?
A few times, yeah.
Have you ever done it at night?
I believe I was in San Antonio. I was getting into my car one time near there at night, yeah.
I can imagine.
I bet there are stories to be had.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, I've seen Adventures in Babysitting. I think you're holding a cute little puppy or a cat. It's a giant sewer rat.
Yep, it's a sewer rat, yep.
Thank you, Jimmy. So that low-key guy that plays basketball, Crane?
How you doing?
Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Name Ryan Kalkbrenner?
Gonna have a job here with us.
What's up? Want me to come back to Crane?
Oh, I dropped a little St. Louis accent in there.
You did.
Want me some emos?
Or a Bellevue accident. Accent.
I like Omaha, but you guys don't have Ted's custard.
So the NBA draft deadline has come and it has gone. Don't fear, basketball fans. We only have 3 more days of portaling in Portal Combat.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I'm waiting for, and that's why I keep alluding to.
What up, Gary?
I think that was a Fiddler.
That was
I thought that's what you were doing.
That was a Kalk Fiddler. That was a good one.
What up, Gary?
This summer.
Oh, can you imagine if you mash those two together?
What up, Gary? I got a pair of Michigan State basketball shoes for you.
So remember last year when Ryan Kalkbrenner went into the NBA draft, he did not announce anything.
No.
So he's a very keep to himself guy. Everybody wants to know. The NBA will put out a press release this morning on the early entries into the NBA draft. And that's when we will know if Ryan Kalkbrenner has entered the NBA draft while retaining collegiate eligibility. He did not announce last year he was going in. And I think when he announced he was pulling out, wasn't it, I'm back.
No.
It wasn't a fax. I think it was like a one sentence thing. It's like so on brand for Ryan Kalkbrenner. So certain people know, but they're not talking. You'll find out when the NBA releases their full list, because I imagine there might be a couple of other surprises that are on there. I think that is coming out this morning.
Thank you, Gary.
Were people...
When I'm back, you're back.
Do tall people all have deep voices?
One of the... no. Cat. Carl Anthony Towns doesn't.
What's up? What's up, brother?
You sound like Twitch, yeah.
What's up, brother?
Got to make a pick this week.
With the 215th pick. What up, brother? Tuesday, but we're doing it on a Saturday.
Okay, continue on. Sorry.
No. It was one of the more popular Twitter accounts when it comes to Creighton, all things Creighton basketball. I'm talking about just Ryan Kalkbrenner. As everyone is waiting, looking at their phone, don't worry, Kalkbrenner's taking a nap right now, or he's already sleeping, and he doesn't feel like he needs to put out anything. So it just gives you an idea of a guy who we're all thinking this the silence is cryptic. It's meaningful, but in his head, he's like, "Oh, I got to announce something. I got to make this public. What's the big deal? What does everybody care about?"
Yeah, it'll be a press release today. I think it's this morning. Thank you, Dean. Trenton makes the world takes.
Are they good takes or bad takes?
I didn't have any problems in Trenton. Trenton's not for everybody. Trout? I mean, Trenton's a tough town. Yeah. Man, you you live in Trenton and you have family in Camden?
Where's Bruce from?
Where's who?
Bruce Springsteen.
New Jersey.
Yeah, but I mean, what, like?
Nice part.
Trenton? New Brunswick? Piscataway?
Oh, a nice part.
Which part? It wasn't Trenton, was it?
The well-to-do part.
It wasn't Trenton, was it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, not everybody has to be from Trenton.
I'm just saying, you said a nice part, and you wouldn't say Trenton. You're saying Trenton's nice.
I didn't have any problems there. We always stayed in a nice hotel.
What was the long...
It was out by Princeton, but...
Yeah, yeah. What was the longest time period you stayed there?
We played a...
full week?
Two-game series. So, okay.
2 days.
Probably about spent there like 3 days.
Yeah, there's a lot of great places that if you hang out for a weekend is nice, and then you... actually have to extend your stay, and you're like, oh, this isn't great. I think any place can be great over a weekend.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Like where?
But, well, I mean, some people might have gone to the Bigfoot conference this weekend in Grand Island.
That's true.
Record setting.
Really?
They had the most people ever. They moved it to Fawner Park.
Yeah.
Most people ever were at the Bigfoot conference.
I wonder if there was a sighting out near Grand Island.
Because of me.
Yeah.
My relationship with Harriet.
How's Harriet doing?
Don't know.
Did she text you during the spring game?
No, probably got her blocked. Said, who dis? I mean, there's some places where, you know, a weekend, like you're stuck.
Yeah, oh,
like
I mean.
Like a snowstorm and you're stuck in one of those towns in Nebraska along I-80.
You can't get outside, sure. I'm talking about you're in the weekend Lincoln. And you actually have the ability to at least experience a couple of things around town. 2 days stretch, you could probably find the best things in 2 days and be like, that wasn't so bad. But then when you run out of things to do, when you're in day three or day four, that's when it really hits you.
Oh, Trent, you can always find things to do. Pop, pop. All right, mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy. 1620, The Zone. Hey, pop, pop goes the baseball because it is baseball season and Tickets for Less is the place for you. It is your home for the best selection of seats to go see the Storm Chasers, who will be back next week. Go down to the K and see the Royals or Target Field, where the Red Hot Twins have won 7 in a row. How about to the north or south side of Chicago or out to Coors Field? All ballparks around us, and Tickets for Less has the seats for you. Upfront pricing, we sometimes call it transparent. Never any per ticket fees. That's what they do at Tickets for Less. They are local. They are in our community. They are here to help you with the top-notch customer service, the best selection, the best prices, and more importantly, when you go to ticketsforless.com, you got your order. Maybe you're going to see Zach Bryan over the next couple of days. He was out helping in Elkhorn yesterday with the storm cleanup. Good on him. He's one of the most popular artists going right now. He's downtown for the next 2 nights. You want to go? Go to ticketsforless.com. And when you get to check out, use my promo code THEZONE. All one word. Squeeze it together. THEZONE for additional savings. Best seats, best prices, best customer service. Never per ticket fees. Ticketsforless.com is your place to go. And don't ever forget about using, when you get to check out, my promo code THEZONE.